Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
All right, I got a prank for you, but before I do the prank, I got to say happy, 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 and happy birthday to my wife, Jackie. Today is her birthday, January 9th, girl. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
just hang out with her over the Christmas break. Bring your lovely daughter.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Debutante.
Yes. We had a good time.
Your daughter was beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you.
Drop dead gorgeous.
All that.
Oh, thank you.
She was drop dead gorgeous.
Thank you. Sweet baby.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's go ahead and transition to some stupid. All right, y'all ready?
Mm-hmm. You got to get ready.
This right here is the blind barber. The blind barber.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he cold now. He all he wanted to do is get a little booth rental. That's all he want. He know how to edge up. He know how to put a nice line on there. He's a blind barber. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach
the barber.
Yeah, you run the barber shop down there, don't you?
I own the barber shop.
Okay, now I'm trying to see if y'all got any booth rentals down there where I can come in there and cut some hair. I've been cutting hair a long time. I want to see if y'all got some room down there. They tell me you might have had some come available.
I got two booths open right now. You need a booth?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in there and get the cutting. Now, how much you charge for booth rental on a weekly basis?
That's
$200
a week.
$200 a week. That's $800 a month. That deal good because just $200. Now, when can I get down there so you can meet me, you know, where you can show me around the shop so I can know what...
I'm open from 8 to 7. That's Tuesday through Saturday.
All right, because I want to see if I can maybe meet you there so I can get down there and just feel my way around.
Well, come on.
Then what I want to ask you, do you mind doing for me? Do you think you could possibly put up some ramps where you got steps at and your phone? Could you take your mind if you take the phone and put it in Braille for me?
Wait a minute. What the hell? I need to put my... Taking ramps out and putting phones in and Braille for what's going on with you?
Well, I'm blind. You know, I'm not gonna let that stop me. You know, I'm still gonna.
Oh no! Hell no, man! Wait a minute, you what?
I'm blind, but I've been cutting my hair for over 10 years, and folks say my haircut always look good. So I didn't figure I'm gonna start cutting hair now.
Oh, well, guess what? You might cut a hair, and it might be some good that you do, but just can't cut no hair in my shop, not being blind, Doc. Yeah, but ain't that kind of in my shop, man.
No, wait.
I ain't got no problem with that, man, but you just can't do it down.
Well, wait now. See, this is what they call discrimination. You can't do that. You can't discriminate from people just because they got some type of handicap belongs to them.
Listen, hold on. Let me tell you something, man. I'm not trying to put you out of business, Doc, doing what you need to do, but you just can't do that in my shop, man. I don't care if they call it discrimination, scrimination, or what. Not in my shop. You just can't do it, baby.
Listen, now, I know how to cut hair. I know how to give folks a lining and stuff like that. I ain't tried to use no razor, nothing like that.
Oh, man. Come on, dude. Listen, can't you find something else to get into besides trying to cut hair?
Well, this is what I like, though. This is what I feel like this is my calling.
You just can't do it in my shop. I'm sorry.
That's what I don't care to hear something like this here. Now, I've got the qualifications and I'm able to do it. And I want to be able to come down there. And I told you, when I first, what I tell you, I said I wanted to feel my way around. Didn't I say that?
You don't need to feel your way back. I need you to be able to see what you're doing. I mean, I don't care about you being able to cut no hair, being blind. You got to be able to see to do that.
This could probably do wonders for your shop. People will come from miles around to see somebody like myself cutting
hair. That kind of in my shop. Did you hear what I said?
I heard what you said, but I don't want you to do it and make me mad about this. Now,
you're going to get mad about something that belonged to me. I'm off and you tell me this that you're blind. Doc, I can't help you when you run, man. What's going on with that?
Now, listen. I'm going to tell you this here, and I'm going to tell it to you straight. I'm coming down there to that barbershop. I'm going to fill these booths out, and I'm going to start cutting. Now, one thing I don't want to do is have to get into no tussle with you. Now, I don't want that.
Where the world about getting in no tussle with me? Because if you bring your up in my shop, how much you going to cut? It's going to be some furniture moving around up in the.
But I'm coming down there, and I'm coming down there this evening. Now, one thing you.
Bring your nowhere now. You better keep your. With my shot.
You gonna get your whooped by a blind man is what you gonna do. You ain't gonna see it coming either. You hear me?
Oh, bring your song.
Nah,
bring
nah. Your as long as I got the money to pay my booth rental.
You don't give a I don't want your money. Your blind can't cut no man. My shot. You understand what I say to you?
I'm understanding what you're saying, and if I got to call the law about you being discriminatory.
Law, you can call any body you want to call. That's my. You not gonna do that. You understand what I'm telling you? Now you bring your down there talking about cutting ass my. You won't. I'll be waiting on you.
I'm coming down there this evening. I'm coming to whoop your. Cause you got the nerve to discriminate against me.
I don't know how you got my number in the first. But who gave you my no? You ought not be dialing my. How you even fix your.
They give me this number and say, you is the one that do the hiring round the barbershop.
You don't call my personal number. You call my shop. Who gave you my number?
Now, what difference do that make if I'm some man looking for a job?
See, I don't give a. You don't call my personal phone.
You're going to watch your tone with me. What you going to do?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I ain't gonna watch your thing. Don't you bring your to my shop.
I tell you one thing you're gonna watch. You're gonna watch me get on your this evening.
Well, how you gonna get on my? You can't see me. And I'm about to hang up on your.
I got one more thing I need to say to you.
Thing is that.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin.
You know what? I'm gonna whoop that. Man, you ain't no good.
Hey, Mr. I got to ask you, man, what is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And there you have it. That's the nephew on this Friday. My baby birthday on this Friday. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What you doing?
Thank you, thank you.
For her birthday.
A lot. And it's right after Christmas. And I tell her every year, it's too much.
Better attitude.
No, we got to move her birthday to like April or something. You got to give me
you
a break.
Move her birthday. Right after Christmas is too much.
Yeah. I mean, why don't you put your birthday on with Easter or something? Let's, you know what I'm saying? Let's do it.
at the same time.
Where can I move January at night to? Can I move that like to July?
Where it is.
How's July?
No. Huh? Keep it right where it is and lay it out for your wife and happy birthday to Jackie. Yeah.
All right. Capricorn it is. Capricorn it is. You can easily. You can go down there and change your birthday if you want to. You can do that.
I don't think so, nephew.
There's a lot of husbands out there who wife birthday in January and they don't like that. I'm not the only one.
That's funny.
I'm not by myself.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.